Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
Bristol City lost to Shrewsbury last night. Heartbreak in the 89th minute. Oh, so unlucky, but it was a moment of magic that won Shrewsbury the tie. Maybe that carrot of Liverpool going being faced in the next round was too much to bear. Well, this is the Bristol City Fan Show. You're listening to me, Charlie Hawkins. And as always, on these fan shows, they are your shows. Tweet in, call us, have your say. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, this is a brand new fan show. We started last week. It's our second week and we're going from strength to strength. And now I'm delighted to say we're speaking to someone new. Paul Binning, exiled Robin. Paul, really glad to get you on the Bristol City Fan Show. All about hearing as many different fans as possible, hearing a number of different views all about your team. Firstly, thanks for joining us. But as a bigger look, as it is your first time on the Bristol City Fan Show, what are you making of the season so far, and not just the heartbreak from last night?
Hey, Charlie, thanks for that. Thanks for having me on. A funny one, to be honest. I think we had a decent start. We scored quite a few goals. We got quite well at the league. I mean, we had a little fallow spell in sort of October, November time. Once Benikofobi got injured, then we had another good sort of turn mid-November and won away at Cardiff, won away at Fulham, with suddenly sort of joint third in the league and everything was looking up. And then since then, we've gone on what seems to be a little bit of a regular occurrence now, unfortunately, a little Lee Johnson winter run, and we're struggling to perform that well. We're struggling to win games, and we're suddenly sort of down 10th, 11th place in the league and out of the cup, and there's a bit of a despondent mood around the Ashton Gate, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. You touched upon that Lee Johnson tradition, the winter blip, and every team has a blip in a championship, you know. As cliche as it is, ups and downs in a league where everyone can beat anyone on any given Saturday. But it is tough, and we know the Christmas period's hard. You know, fixtures come thick and fast, plan two every 2-3 days, Boxing Day, New Year's Day. But it just seems at the minute, not only have they run out of steam and run out of ideas, I don't know when, you know, sort of that next win was coming for. Yes, they beat Wigan, but it was just a little bit of a darker time around the team. And it's sort of, you know, they lost that foot off the pedal and sort of falling away from that emerging pack pool when no one was really taking the ball by the horns, and they could have really made a statement of intent, couldn't they?
Yeah, definitely. And it could be on everyone, like, to be honest, talking about all the different factors, all the possibilities, but there's no doubt, there seems to be a trend, and, you know, why this is the case, who knows, but there seems to be a trend that we, under Lee Johnson, we have just lost form in sort of December, January, February time. There's a school of thought that says he certainly favours a sort of more technical player, maybe a slightly smaller, less physical, more technical player, and do we struggle, you know, not that the pitches are quite like they used to be in the olden days, but they are a little bit heavier, they're a bit harder to work on, you get a bit more sort of games and tiredness in the legs, and maybe we just struggle a little bit with that, but it's difficult to pin down. And I think the main reason for me, I think, in the sort of despondent mood that's around the fans is our home form's pretty poor. And, you know, when you've got 20,000 turning up every week and they're not being particularly entertained, we're getting the odd result, but we're scraping through games, or we're losing, you know, lost to Millwall and Blackburn and teams like that at home, who, you know, decent mid-table teams, but nothing particularly special. And that just brings the mood of a whole club down. I think if you're winning every game at home and losing away, you can kind of get away with it a little bit more.
Yeah, well,
But when you're losing, you know, when you're losing games at home and struggling to beat teams at home, and it's hard to get the whole mood of the fans up, I think.
Yeah, well, this is interesting, Paul. Kind of two questions you raised there. The first one, you know, from the Bristol City perspective, what has gone on at home and that solid home form? Because from the outside perspective, you know, I'm sure you hear opposing fans out, they say, oh, tough game on the weekend, don't want to go to Ashton Gate, you know, Bristol City, you know, formidable side at home, it's going to be tough, you know, if we can come away with a point here, we'll be pleased with that. But there's a bit of a blueprint to beat in the side at the minute, and that fear seems to have been lulled.
Yeah, I think we struggled probably for 18 months at home, to be honest. And last year, I think in 2019, we were sort of only behind Man City or Liverpool, you know, as the best team away from home in the whole country. And, you know, that was obviously the reason we didn't get promoted with that, is because offset by our home form. We've moved to a very much more counter-attacking style. I think certainly in the last sort of 6 months, we've tried to become a more counter-attacking team. I think our quality of possession has gone down. We're not quite so good on the ball, actually, as we were maybe 18 months ago. And, you know, therefore we give the ball away at home. But we're generally just lacking ideas to an extent. I think we're a little bit one-dimensional. We try and get the ball wide and get crosses in, which is fine, but it's, you know, it's relatively easy then to mitigate against and block. It just seems to suit us more playing away from home, where the home team has to come on to us a little bit more and have a bit more possession. And we're able to sort of get on the counter attack, get on the break, and we've got lots of raw pace, but we've got some, you know, quickish players, and we just seem to be better suited to playing away from home.
Yeah, and you mentioned also, you know, a little bit of a despondence from the fans, maybe a little bit of disconnection as well, obviously, with this winter blip at the minute, tradition Lee Johnson blip. Mm. But is that just to the team at the minute, or is that Lee Johnson on himself? How is the mood? Because it's seeming from you and hearing from the different fans, you know, that they're sort of, they're aware of this and you know, it's starting to become a thing now and a thing that they're not enjoying. And what is the leash that Lee Johnson is on at the minute? Because it's weird, you know, we hear of this blip and then, you know, and all fans are fickle, aren't they, Paul? But then sometimes he's touted for the big jobs and he's getting the plaudits.
Yeah,
but you know, there is an expectation at this club and it needs to be delivered on.
Yeah, there is. And the club haven't been shy in saying that. Yeah, but their ambition is to improve on year, and we've done that the last 4 years, so full credit to Lee Johnson and his coaching team for that. We've improved our league position on each of the last four seasons. To do that this year, we've got to pretty much be in the playoffs. So, yeah, but they've not been shy of saying that's the aim, that's the target. Anything short of that, you know, would be disappointing. I think there's a couple of things at play. I think there's a group of fans who probably just getting a bit fed up with pretty much history repeating itself. Let's say this mid-season slump, struggling in the January transfer window to sign anyone who makes a real difference. And we've had a couple of bad windows, to be honest, the last two Januaries. So, you know, fingers crossed we can pull something out of the bag in the next couple of weeks. And I think there's also a feeling now people have given Lee Johnson time and the feeling that maybe it is, you know, it is just not going to happen. He's maybe, you know, hit that mythical ceiling or taking us as far as he can, which you hear a lot of, you know, from a lot of people at a lot of clubs. And I think there's just a lot of feeling like that, but equally I think there's a very significant base of fans who are just a little bit quieter, don't really talk on social media as much, who are not thinking like that at all and just thinking, you know, we're 1 point off playoffs positions, we could win on Saturday and move into top six still, and we've got every chance of getting in that sort of mix at the end of the season. I think there is a significant amount of fans who think like that, but maybe they're not quite as vocal and as out there with their opinions as some of the ones who are anti-Johnson and anti what's going on at the club at the moment.
Yeah, well, whatever fan you are, you can have your say on this fan show. Put a question to me, put a question to Paul. This is the platform to do it at Love Sport Radio. Call us 0208 70 20 558. But Paul, let's put a feel-good vibe on the show. Spin a positive atmosphere. Let's look at the Wigan game then, because it was better. It was 2-0, some cracking goals, some great performance. And even in a game where Wigan really had the lion's share of possession and had the chances, that's kind of what you want. When you're not maybe on your A game, on your best day or going through the gears, Bristol City, clean sheet, 3 points. This is kind of what we needed to see. I know it's a Wigan side that are down there in a relegation zone, but it's still a tough game and a tough place to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And we struggled against Wigan actually the last couple of seasons to get anything out of them. So, yeah, it was. It was, you know, again, on the back of a poor result in the first time against Shrewsbury, going up there, there was a lot of concern. I think we weren't going to get anything. And as you say, we, as I said earlier, but, you know, we picked up a lot of pressure. We we're happy to sort of go away from games with 30-35% possession at the moment, and as long as we catch them on a break, then we can still be effective. I mean, people have seen the goals. I don't know if you maybe haven't seen Maradiju's disallowed goal, which
I mean, he nearly scored another one. David Marshall obviously saving that one. But that first that goal that was obviously ruled off. I mean. And you feel for him because he even looked around and he wanted the credit, didn't he? Wanted to celebrate. He'd done the old puffing out the cheeks because he thinks, I've pulled that one out the top drawer and no one's ever going to be talking about it. You had to feel for him, didn't you?
You did. Undoubtedly the best score, 11, not score for us. And you do feel for him. But I'm glad he got his goal later on. And he's been excellent the last 6 weeks. He's been really strong. He's been the one really who's really put a lot in. And I think you've got to give a shout out to Jamie Patterson as well. He played the first half of the season, first game of the season at home to Leeds. Has been on loan at Derby since, hasn't really featured a huge amount, and he's come back to a club over Christmas. He offers us something different that we haven't got in our midfield. He gets through, gets past the strikers, he'll break the line and he'll come inside and play as well, and we haven't really got that in our midfield particularly, so it's a good option I think for Lee Johnson to have, and hopefully Patterson can come back in and strike up that relationship he's had with Diju previously and have an impact in the second half.
Yeah, because obviously Diju getting that goal and setting up Patterson, I think, as well. So really involved in all those goals. But it was two goals in 3 minutes, and that ultimately, Paul, it just killed the game off, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, and thankfully we saw it out. We've not been very good at the back, to be honest, but it was a good solid enough performance on Saturday. It wasn't a huge amount for Bentley and goal to do. And the back line actually looked strong, a lot stronger than they had done for a while, to be honest, and didn't really concede any sort of big chances or any moments that were too worrying for us.
Yeah, and just on Patterson, how we know he's been, with time at Derby, he's been called back now, but in his first game back, kind of to hit the ground running and make an impact straight away, I mean, it's always what you're hoping for, from management side and fan side, but if he comes back and he can add something to the side now, maybe this is a good omen and it bodes well for that second half of the season.
Yeah, he definitely hopes so. I mean, he is different. He's a flair player, and he is inconsistent. I'm sure he'd admit that. But he played a massive part in our success a couple of seasons ago, and to a slightly lesser extent last season. And I think if he can come back, he's got goals from midfield, which again we haven't got a huge goal scoring tranche of midfielders at the club presently. So that will certainly help. He cuts inside, and he can score and shoot and pass with both feet, which again is a big asset at this level. And hopefully, got a point to prove. I think the feeling seems to be that he was put out on loan because he got a bit comfortable and a bit relaxed with his surrounding Ashton Gate early in the season, and we just fancied to try something different. And it hasn't necessarily worked out for him at Derby. Hasn't arguably worked out for us in terms of not having him around. So fingers crossed he can really come back in with a bit of determination and have a really strong second half of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Paul, it's really good to get you on the Bristol City Fan Show. I'm going to look forward to chatting to you more as the weeks go by. But that was Paul Binning there from Exile Robins. Make sure you check them out for all your Bristol City content as well. And come here to have your say. Paul's going to be a regular and joining us a lot more.
This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio. So some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.